5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Culture shock.
We're here at JediCon. This is the 17th year running.
Yeah. So our first podcast, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, not our first show, but our first podcast. We got a show. Should go watch it.
Definitely.
Anyway, yeah, we're here at JediCon. I'm looking over at Space Mom.
Space Mom.
Space Mom's hanging out in front of us. That guy hates us. Right. So, we're going to talk to, Kim Simmons is back now, actually.
Yeah,
we can talk to him.
Yeah, we're actually going to get an interview with him, so that's going to be pretty
sweet.
And
he does what?
He is the man who shot Luke Skywalker.
And did he shoot first?
He may have. He may have. You know, that's a question. I'm going to write that down.
You should probably do that. It is on his banner. It's on his banner. Don't worry, Timmy. It's just my lucky R2, dude.
Well, I'm glad you have it, because we're going to need a lot of luck.
So that the equipment doesn't break down?
Never know.
It got really quiet in here for a moment. This place is big, but not massive. But
it's a nice little place.
Pretty nice.
I like this con. I've come here the past, 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
4 years.
I dig it.
This is my first time being here, though. Like ever.
They're just staring at us. And I'm very concerned.
I know. Space Mom makes me nervous anyway, so she needs to go. Oh, thank God. Oh, now I'm sad to watch her leave. Space Mom.
She's gone now.
She left me, Timmy, and she took the chips. She took the children. She took the space babies.
She took the younglings.
We're going to be one of those people that's like, we made our own podcast and we just make noises. And you better listen to it. You better listen to it.
There are so many toys here, it's crazy.
There are so many toys here, there's...
And I'm going to have to edit this like mad.
Why would you have to edit it? I'm not cursed yet.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying we're like,
That's okay. People love to listen to
In that case,
That's what most of our listeners tune in for, dude. Or watchers, or viewers. Have you purchased anything today?
I have not.
Yeah. Why not?
Because
look at her.
See, now they're just staring us down.
We're going to get shot.
I'm very intimidated right now.
I wish they could see this. See, this is why I hope that they don't miss the video show, because there's good stuff like this.
Well, I think we need to get...
So, even though like it's not that great of a show, he's got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, he does. We need to get him up here. Grab him a chair. We need to get him.
I don't have
get
a
him
chair.
A job.
You get. I don't have
get
a chair.
Get him a job.
How come he has all kinds of cool like lights and stuff in his, but yours didn't have Duke?
Because I suck.
Make a better suit. Mine was made from cardboard, actually. Space mode. Hey, you. Hey, Don. He doesn't want to be on the show ever again.
I want somebody up here.
You do got to get somebody up here. Can Space Mom come up here? Space Mom doesn't
want to. Space Mom can come up here, but she doesn't like you.
She has that restraining order still, so. Oh, well. She's got gold, too. Gold.
See, there. They're just here to mess us up.
Timmy's like, I quit. I don't want to do a podcast anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. Hey, wait. Huh. There's another one lagging over there.
What?
What's that one doing?
Which?
Oh, she's not a part of this.
I don't
she's
know what that is.
She is. F, it might be. She might be a male.
It could be a robot.
Might be a guy.
It might be a stain in that.
She doesn't. Space Mom doesn't realize I'm taking my shirt off right now.
Goodness. We are 6 minutes in, and this is terrible already.
Isn't it great? It's because,
it's
like...
fantastic.
Because we're getting stared down.
It is what it is. We have an audience.
I think she should...
We have an audience.
Can we make Space Mom the costume? Did you bring that little thing?
What?
Like, something to be, like, for cosplay of the day or whatever? Or
no, I didn't. I said screw it because I couldn't get it to work right.
I bet his armor was expensive. Super expensive. I'd never be able to be a Mandalorian. So I don't have what it takes. Which is money.
We need to get you up here for an interview, sir. You're what?
If you want to.
Have at it. Come on up.
Come on. Come on, nipple launcher.
It really is.
How's it going, buddy?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you for sitting down. Look at all your awesome, awesome stuff.
Thank you much.
I wish they could see this.
It is pretty sweet.
It's amazing.
There's a lot of work that goes into that.
It's better than yours.
It is. I will not deny that.
Yours is weak sauce.
So,
we're here with Don. Don what?
Beniston.
Don Beniston,
mm-hmm.
Who is a Merc.
Yeah.
Mandalorian Merc. Yeah. How long have you been doing it, buddy?
I've been an official member since September of last year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really? I thought you'd been in this for, like, ever.
No, oddly enough, I've not.
No. Yeah. You done any other stuff like this?
No, this is actually the first cosplay experience I ever did.
Really?
Yeah.
So you didn't, like, come out of Ghostbusters or anything
no,
like that?
No. I don't want to... photon pack or
you're not
like
interested
that.
In being a Ghostbuster? That's all I love. I've always wanted to do that too. That the proton pack's probably expensive, right?
They can be. They can
like,
be.
Right.
I've seen people
300 plus.
Yeah. About the cheapest is 300. Yeah.
Yeah. So this Colin, this first time, or you've been here several?
This is my first time. The Black Mountain Guard's been here numerous times over the years. So.
Right. Okay. So. Tim's been here.
What is actually the one that did our logo?
Yes, this guy here is the one that did our logo. Thank you so much, by the way, for that.
No problem,
we would
no
have
problem.
Nothing if it weren't for you doing awesome logos for
no
us.
No problem at all.
You're amazing, dude, and very super talented. I've seen guns and things that you've made.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Thank you.
That's incredible. I haven't really seen a lot of people with the Merc costume stuff that have lights and all this cool stuff.
It's just the only way to go with it. It's like you build a kit and you got to do something else eventually. So
yeah.
I figure lights and doodads and all that. Yeah.
It's so.
Lights and doodads.
Lights and doodads.
And doodads. That's groovy, dude. It's amazing. What's your favorite Star Wars film?
It has to be Empire Strikes Back.
I think so too.
That's the quintessential. I think any diehard Star Wars fan, that's the one.
Absolutely.
That or Return of the Jedi. That's literally
that's
those
that guy's
are the two.
Favorite. Tim's favorite's Return of the Jedi. Yeah. But you're editing this down later then, right?
Yeah.
We're just gonna leave it. We're just gonna leave Strange Silence in there and be like, well, thanks for hanging out with us.
This is why we don't do it live.
Yeah, no. We were thinking about doing it live though. But thank you for taking time to even sit with us right now, because I know you got better things to be doing.
Standing in the corner looking at people.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you get a little important up here.
I guess so. It's like, I'm over here with this podcast right now. Things are just really copacetic.
Yeah.
Like gelling.
I still don't understand why they put us on a stage, but you know.
Yeah, they put us on the stage like we're important.
Yeah, take it. Take it,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly.
At least you got a good view of everything.
Yeah, it is. It is awesome. I didn't know what to expect at this convention. I've never been.
I honestly thought it was going to be a little bigger, but really for where it's at in West Virginia, it's not bad.
Yeah,
this is the 17th year of it.
You're sure.
Wow.
Really?
Years.
I didn't know that. That's right.
Wow. That surprises me.
Has it always been in here then, dude?
It's moved under there.
3 years.
Okay.
Right. And it's probably the same vendors for the last 17 years.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I remember half of these guys from last year, so yeah.
They're always waiting for this convention.
I mean, you can get some good deals here, though. You can find some good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody, I can go home now. I got to go with the Ducks. I mean, come on.
There you go.
Masterpiece, right, Don?
That's some of Marvel's finest.
It is. Don's jealous. You can feel it. You can feel it.
I will say this. That Howard the Duck, I like a lot better than the newer Howard the Duck. I'm not a big fan of the way he looks now.
Really? You don't like the new
look?
I don't
care for him.
Really?
But then again, it's because I grew up with the old Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
And
that movie's not, it's really not as bad as people say.
It's really not.
There are worse films out there.
Yeah.
You know? I'm sure me and Tim will make it. We'll make the worst film.
It's coming.
It is coming.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, it's a matter of time, man.
Yeah, we brought him up here and we haven't even talked about merch or anything.
Yeah. What are you...
Not that important.
Is there anything awesome you would like to say about the merchs or anything?
Well, there's many awesome things. We're all the time going out to any convention we possibly can, any kind of charity event we possibly can. We are the Black Mountain Guard, the West Virginia division of the Mandalorian Mercs Costume Club. We've been around since November 2014, so we're coming up on our 5-year mark this November. Just lots of great stuff. We really just a bunch of nerds that have a great love for Star Wars and specifically, you know, Mandalorians and all that.
It's really just a
group of nerds that just love being part of that whole culture and all that.
Right. Star Wars is it's a special thing. It's a super special thing.
Yeah.
It is.
Some people don't get it, but then there are people like us that do. You totally get it.
Oh, yeah.
You get it. This guy has the spirit.
I'm hoping I get it, seeing I'm dressed in this.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
The Mandalorian, are you excited?
I am totally excited about that, yeah. In fact, it's one of the main reasons I'm going to be purchasing the Disney.
Exactly.
You know,
$8 a month, you can't go wrong.
You really can't. And eventually, all the Disney stuff, from what I understand, is eventually going to be off everything else and only be available through there. So,
how long have you been cosplaying as RoboCop?
Yeah, this is going to be heavily edited.
You're spending many hours tonight.
Just spending all kinds of time on fixing this crap, man. Yeah, this is actually our first podcast. Like, we have that video show, which I guess some people watch. Thank you for all of your support, sir. Don, thank God.
I'll watch and listen to this later, you know.
Hey, yeah. It's our parents and Don here. that's our audience.
My dad said he could shoot a better show.
So. probably could. Thank you for talking to us, Don.
Oh, no problem.
Appreciate it so much, sir.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, sir. You can still hang out with us here.
Might as well. Just more Tim can edit out later.
That's more stuff Tim can edit, yeah. Definitely. Does he need headphones or does he not? We can hear him, right?
Did you just ask me if you can hear him?
No.
Can you
hear him? No. Saying, can other people hear? People be able to? Okay.
Can you hear him?
Who?
Huh?
The dishes?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear him fine. Helps me block out the people.
If we can hear him in the headphones, they're going to be able to hear him.
Yeah.
A unless I jacked something up big time.
I should have brought more money.
Get back to the house later, edit it all out, and you can't hear a single thing I said. And just like you guys are randomly talking to this one person that you can't hear.
Oh, man. That's probably what... We've had things
I'll
like
have
that.
Megan do a voiceover of you.
That will be priceless.
She's like, hi, I'm Dawn. Where is she, by the way?
She's kidding up somewhere. As long as she tries to throw it in like the lowest voice she possibly can.
In a world full of chaos.
Is that your helmet, Timmy?
That's my helmet.
Oh, that's your helmet. I'm...
Yeah. It's just planning to go with this kit. Somebody lets me borrow it every week.
Kind of goes with it. I was going to pick orange and black when I was going to do that, like a dark orange and black. I'm sure somebody's got it now.
Oh, I guarantee you there's people with orange and black.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably one of like 25 million out there that have red and black and white.
Oh, but it's so cool though. It looks amazing, dude. That looks screen legit.
That's what I try to go for.
It really does. It's crazy.
Except for this jackassy looking chest diamond. I don't know who the hell printed that thing.
they are terrible designers, whoever did that.
I don't know.
Timmy made that.
I made the lasagna.
You did.
It's lasted a year and it's still looking good, so I guess we're going good.
Right on. Right. Timmy?
What?
Give me some money.
Give you some money?
I want to purchase things at this convention. Look at that. Look at that running in here.
Yeah.
There's a lot more of you. There's more of you guys coming out.
Yeah, we keep spilling out. That's my... Rusler Solik.
Yeah. Oh.
Quality control dude.
Quality control fella.
Hey, why does your kid look better than his?
We won't get into that.
Yeah. Timmy, do you want to go get an autograph from all the Mandalorian awesome?
I do.
All your friends? If you don't have Don's autograph, I feel sorry for you.
You can get my trading card.
Hey.
Oh, do you have those now?
I have trading cards. They're at the table.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
We're going to have to steal one.
Yeah, we need one. I remember when you had a trading card, Timmy. And then you quit the balling.
What?
You quit the team.
I just
remember everybody being like... Was it? Was it you when we were doing the live video? There's somebody from
Black. Yeah, it was me.
Was it you? I was like, they hate you too. You're like, no, we don't.
Yeah.
Yes, it was me. I'm one of your five viewers. What do you expect?
Yeah, you're one of the. This guy's one of the five viewers that we have. It's true. It was either him or my mom that said it.
My mom was being really mean to me that day. Random loser Jedi is just walking in.
I was going to say, there's so many like people in the Jedi. It's like, I'm a Jedi today.
I mean, it is Jedi Con.
I know, but I mean, come on. Why can't you have something different cool like this guy?
Yeah.
We need a Merc Con.
They do need a Merc Con.
They do have a Merc Con. I
mean, oh, do they? No, oh, okay.
Not around here, though.
No, it's usually in Florida.
No.
Everything's always not here. Everything that's good is not here.
They hate us.
Everything's always not here.
Yep.
That's great English.
It's true. It's true. Once you speak English, good, can't nobody change it.
Oh, okay.
I used tons of sense.
Well, guys, I think that's time to take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break and go to sleep on
this.
Let's hear
from one of our terrible, terrible sponsors.
Yeah.
I know I just said that our sponsors are terrible. You guys hear that? That's 8-Bit Rage by Black Hole Zion. Without them, we would not have the equipment to do this show for you guys. We wouldn't have the equipment for this podcast. So I want you guys to go out to YouTube, check them out. Again, it's Black Hole Zion. You can also go to blackholezion.com and check them out. But you hear that? You know what's rocking your face right now.
Ha ha!
Anyway, let's get back to it, guys.
Hello.
We are back. I hope you enjoyed that sponsor of ours.
Yeah, he's awesome. So, I bought Howard the Duck today. I bought some comic books. I haven't bought anything that was Star Wars so far, though. But there's Star Wars stuff all over this place.
I haven't bought anything yet, and I am very surprised.
What is wrong with you?
I know.
What's wrong with you, man? You never pay me for... Who is that?
Who is who?
Her.
Who?
The devil's daughter that just walked past us with horns out of her head. How do you not see her?
Oh, I don't know.
It's literally Saturn.
She is from the Outer Rim Praxium. They are a local lightsaber group.
Oh, okay. Well.
Which they are here, as well as Black Mountain Guard of the Mandalorian Mercs, and Garrison Corellia of the 501st.
And we will talk to you probably a little bit later, is Kim Simmons. Kim Simmons.
Hopefully, if he doesn't tell us to get out of his face hole.
Get out of his dirty face hole. So basically, you have this band, and you didn't know if Ozzy was going to show up, but you put it on the poster anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, build it and they will come, right?
Yeah. Oh. There should be more Natalie Portman stuff around here.
I'm sure there's somewhere.
I want your doll. I want that. I want that chips. Oh, look at that Lay's chips. Look at her.
Oh, I didn't even see that. That is pretty cool.
Natalie Portman's gorgeous. I didn't even see any of that Batman stuff over there. Why are we doing a pod? Look at all that Batman. We'll be back later. There's a Batman Returns stuff over there. I mean, I guess we can do the purchase from over here. Hey, guys!
Bring that Batman over here.
I'm going to throw the money at you. Timmy, can I borrow some money?
Catch my wallet.
Catch my walrus. Shove my walrus somewhere where it's safe. She's making so hot. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's Space Mom. She's so hot. Nipple baggage. There's so many figures. I've never seen so many Star Wars figures ever, other than in your house, probably.
Yeah, there's way more here than I have, I think.
Narn.
I would definitely like to go out there and grab some figures.
I'm gonna have to shoplift them. Or somebody needs to buy my things. I want that. Oh wait, there might be one gone. There was a Buffy down there, a Buffy figure I wanted.
Buffy figure.
There's a Buffy figure down there. I thought it was like $5. There was two of them. It was either five or I don't know what it says on it. But I want that Buffy figure right there. I'm looking at it. There was two, though, with it. There was two. Yeah, somebody bought one.
It's about tree fitting.
Yeah. Some wretched little turd's going to get it. Some girl. The same girl that got your Boba Fett's going to get it.
I don't even see her now. Like, she literally took that Boba Fett and ran.
She's like, I don't want him to try to buy it back off of me. I'm out of here. Hey, look up yonder, Toymy. Space man.
She really is going to get a restraining order against you.
Oh, no. I mean, unless she listens to this, which I'm pretty sure she's not going to. I'm pretty sure she's not going to, so. I'm not afraid of love, Space Mom. Can I be your boyfriend? I love you. Oh, man. I hope she does hear it. I hope she does hear it, Timmy. That's okay, Timmy. I want him to see. You broke stuff.
Lord?
What'd you do? Man, there's so much stuff I want here. The Green Ghost. They got that Green Ghost toy.
That is kind of cool.
Come a little closer, you know, Space Mom.
There's so much.
Come a little closer. Anyway, what were you saying?
There is so much Star Wars stuff here, and we're just like picking out what's not Star Wars because it's just easier.
It is easier. That's how much Star Wars stuff there is here. I mean, there's like... is that Jet Li?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, my goodness. He's got two swords. I'm not surprised. Look at that Frenchie. You're like, I think he's Asian too. Look at that French. I hate the French people. That's so funny. It's like, what are you looking at, Francie? Nice car, Francie. It's like, I'm from Portuguese. Portugal. I'm Portuguese. Toy me. Apologize to the viewers.
They're not viewing, they're listening. So.
Oh, well, apologize to the listeners for trying to sell anal cream and burping in their face.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're gross. Oh, you're gross. Oh, you're so gross. Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know your friend Timmy that you've never met? He's over here.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't come over and talked to us.
I can't go get him. I mean, he doesn't
like us.
Yeah. I think him and Kim said something about hurting us if we came near him. I love how they said there's somebody for food runs. It's like, what poor soul has to get everybody's food in this place? Let's interview him. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's a great job. Go grab me and Twimmy some pie and cornbread. My mom's going to make pie and cornbread.
Pie and cornbread?
Yeah, I don't know.
I want some.
I know her.
Hey, doesn't she make little tiny business cards as well?
She does. They're made by Move. I was talking about toys earlier. Do you remember? You probably have it. The Yoda with it was like a mirror. It's like a square.
Oh, yeah.
Square.
Yeah, it had Darth Vader and Yoda.
That was awesome. Yeah, it was Darth Vader and Yoda. It was so cool. That's so awkward. What toys is it?
It is always party toys.
It's party toys. Party all the toys. Party all the toys. Party all the toys. I wonder how many podcasts are like this. They're like, welcome to our podcast.
Probably just ours, but...
No, there's definitely...
People might rag it, I don't know.
There's definitely got to be people out there that are like, we have nothing to say. We're going to get on there and make some noise and talk about our farts. Oh, man. Today's episode is about my farts. Oh, my goodness.
Are you having trouble with that sticker, sir?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the sticker off my Howard the Duck. It's upsetting me. This is my Howard the Duck dog.
There's a toga walking.
There's a big old toga.
He's saying hi to people.
Right on.
I know that guy. That's Hootie.
I thought he was going to hurt me earlier. Hootie from the Blowfish?
Nah, that's Hootie in the Barn Flex.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, are you Darius Rucker? He's gone. He's gone. I want to say that to your wife, too. Excuse me, are you Darius Rucker? Where'd you come from? You look pregnant. You seen that movie Boogie Nights? That's so funny. As soon as I got in the car, I was like, I'm not going to say anything to her all day, but the moment I get in the car, it's going to be a boogie joke. And then she was like, yeah. Love it. Megan rikes it. You should have told me the opposite. You should have been like, you know what she really loves? She loves when you call her Boogie. It's like, makes her feel like you're a close friend or something. Like, really, dude? I'm going to call her that more. Just want you to know, Boogie, that just punches me in the face.
I say we get somebody to interview.
I say let's scratch ourselves. Who are we going to interview other than Kim?
We can do whatever. Whatevs.
She's falling on stage. This is Nerd Culture Shock, and we're back in. We're here with Kim Simmons. This guy is amazing. So amazing that Tim was like, I don't want to go over there and bother him. So
I was very nervous.
Very nervous. This guy has worked on photos for the Kenner toy line for Star Wars. You took the photos, correct?
That is correct. Basically from mid-'81 all the way up to 2000.
Wow. Now, what got you started on that? Photography, really. Were you a photographer?
I just got out of grad school.
Oh, right.
And I was looking for a job. And the designer at what design studio I went to see, named Jim Gable, the designer said, hey, you need to go over to see Frankie.
Right.
I go, yeah? He says, yeah, he's got an account. He's got this account, and he needs help. And so I said, okay. So I got his number, and next I called him and got an appointment, went over, and he said, right, looked at my book and everything that I had. He says, okay, he says, I'll let you know. And I said, well, I'll do whatever you got. It's $75 a week. I don't care. I need a job.
Yeah.
And so, next, he called me, I guess it was later that night. Well, I'll hire you for $100 a week. We'll see how it goes. Okay. Within about 2 weeks, it became basically $5 an hour.
Oh, okay.
And basically, it's $200 a week. And that stayed that rate all the time I was there. So, but the difference was, is he started staying in his office. And I stayed outside.
Oh, really?
Doing all the work. Which is fine. Roy only came out. Roy was a great guy. Uh-huh. He was a great guy. But that's how I got into it.
Oh, really? Did you work on any other things other than Star Wars? Did you take photos of other lines?
We were an independent studio. So really, you know, whatever walked in the door, Roy went out and got, or I got out, went out and got. But I mean, I did. So at that time period, it was mostly a lot of PNG work, as well as, and there were other things with Star Wars at that time.
Yeah.
But not too many that I can really pinpoint.
Yeah.
At that time, it was the other lines came on later.
Yeah. What was it? I was going to ask you something actually about, I don't know, we should have been more.
Well, while you're
prepared.
Looking that up.
Yes.
Right. Do you have a favorite set that you shot?
Oh, the favorite set is the Hoth battle scene.
Absolutely, I love that.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's overall favorite.
That's awesome.
That was a week's worth of love. Labor of love. That's really what it was.
It took a week for those?
It took me a while to finish it. Beginning to the end. And Roy came back from his vacation a week. He left, said, you've got a job. Mark's got a job for you. It'd be a tabletop set. Don't worry about it. So I went to see Mark. Okay, I did it the first one. He goes, no, we need to do something different. Okay. Found out what it really was. It evolved. Roy came back in the room and goes, what?
Well, what is your favorite childhood toy? If you had a toy that you remember that you're like, that was, I wish I had.
Handles and girders. It was something that Kenner built. Actually, a toy. It was not really a toy. It was an engineering thing.
Oh.
It was the girders and maybe it's called girders and panels. I think it was.
Oh, okay.
But it was that was a really cool, because you could build anything, any ball the buildings you want. Then you had different panels that slipped on.
Right.
It was cool. They eventually came out with elevators and stuff. It was cool.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah.
It says girders and panels.
I'm pretty sure it was girders and panels. I'm thinking it was like that.
There was somebody that asked us on our site. You probably already answered it. But somebody asked if you ever pretended to be Godzilla with all of your cities.
No.
You were like, I'm going to destroy all of that.
No.
Yeah, I definitely would have done that. I would have smashed it all.
No, too much of it was prototype. You didn't do that kind of thing.
Yeah. What's your favorite Star Wars film? What is your favorite Star Wars film?
All of them.
All of them?
I agree.
Every last one of them that they've made, even up to date, which people don't... I like the storyline.
Yeah.
I don't get into the other nuances, even the ones that people really hate. I look at them, I go, I really like... That's kind of cool. It's got Dallas elements to it. There's not one I really don't like. It's...
You don't see something... Yeah, you don't look at it and you're not like... Oh, that plays with something in the story that makes me mad, so I'm done. You're just like, oh, it's a good film.
It's a good
film.
It's a good story. They take the story and they run with it. I might see things different than you. You might see different than he. You know, it's the way it works.
Right.
And I look at the storyline. I'm more pissed off that I don't get to do the diorama stuff, because I love doing that.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't do it anymore. But the idea that kids don't learn how, they've forgotten how to play.
Yeah.
And we on the packaging, we would teach people how to play.
Yeah.
They'd show them how to do things. Well, they've gotten away from that.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do with it.
That's true.
They don't have no idea how to play.
It's sort of like they've lost imagination too. A lot. It's really.
But kids have imaginations, but they don't. They need a direction.
Yeah.
And these are imagination toys, and they need to be learn how to get out and learn play with them.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's like kids would come over, little kids would come over, and they'd start thumbing through the books, and parents are, don't touch those. I go, why? They're here. Well, you might tear them. I said, so I'll replace it.
Yeah, yeah. That's no big deal.
What's the big deal?
Because you're Kim Simmons.
No.
You don't want to tear up your legendary stuff.
No.
Exactly.
No. I want kids to look. How are they going to see? They've got to see things. They've got to handle it. And that's the one thing I like miss. See the kids. Because I had this one kid in Louisville when I went down to Louisville that one time to show there. And he was so intent. He went through, and I had books at that time. Literally books. And binders. And he was going through every last and studying each and every one. His mother wanted to drag him away. And I said, you can leave him here.
Yeah.
If you're going to be right around here, just leave him here. And she freaked out. She was, really? Yeah. Don't worry, I'll watch him.
Wow.
Wife was looking at me going, yeah, really? I watched him. He was right there. And because she was worried about him hurting things. I was like, no. Let him look. Because he was very delicate with them. Going through every page, and I mean every last, we had 7 or 8 book binders at that time, and he was just going through every last one of them.
Wow.
And it was like, wow, that's cool.
That's awesome. How does it feel to be the Mick Jagger of JediCon?
Oh.
How does it feel?
I like coming here because I like Barry and Michael. They do a lot, they do everything to make this happen. I wish more people were showing up.
Yeah, I do too. I wish there was more.
They're missing out on something really, really. I mean, it's a great day outside, but right. You know,
there's something special about JediCon. There really is.
Yeah, it is.
These guys put their real sweat into it.
Yeah.
They really make it happen, yeah. And it's we'll make the drive.
Yeah.
It's a 5-hour drive over here.
Yeah, we drove. How long was it?
Three and a half hours?
Yeah. So it's worth it.
It is worth it.
It's money-wise, it's not worth it. I don't care. It's not that. To support these guys.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you for helping us. Coming over and talking to us and everything. Did you know that people called you the Mac Daddy of the Dagobah system?
No.
They did.
True story.
Why am I the Mac Daddy?
Because you're the man. You're the man, Kim Simmons, and thank you. You got more questions for Kim?
I have one last question.
Uh-oh.
Okay, sure.
Did you shoot first?
Yeah, I actually did. Roy Frankenfield, the guy, my boss, he actually shot him first. I shot second. And right now, I know Roy's up there, upstairs, looking down and going, you know what?
You could have lied. You could have lied. Thank you, Kim Simmons.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much for everything, buddy.
You're very welcome.
It was a pleasure, sir.
Oh, thank you.
The legendary Kim Simmons. Don't be afraid of him. He's amazing.
Ah.
He'll talk to you.
Sure.
Ray.
Hello. What's happening?
What's happening? Hot stuff.
So, this has been Nerd Culture Shock, and this has been our Feist podcast, and if you liked it, you should listen more, and if you don't like it, you should get out. Anyway, Tim, that was awesome.
I think most people will hate it, but, you know, it is what it is.
That's what we do for
a living. Here to have fun.
Hey, it's her!
Hey.
What's happening?
She hates me. I'm gonna get a slice. Hey, it's Dawn. Did we interview that guy? Anyway, today was awesome. I've enjoyed it. And we interviewed Kim. We interviewed some people that were pretty cool. And
it has definitely been fun today.
We bought some stuff, too.
Yeah.
You bought me a cool Twilight Zone book. I gave you a ZJ.
Yep.
So that was
expensive.
That was an expensive
ZJ.
Expensive. It cost, you know what kind of money.
Oh, yeah.
It cost the D money.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, anyway, thanks people for listening and thanks for watching. You should watch and subscribe to our other show. Well, it's the same show, right?
Kind of.
Same exact show,
kinda.
Except like this is an audio version of it. So yeah, so you should subscribe to that, although sometimes it's not the best, but hey, this won't be the best sometimes either. Probably wasn't today.
Probably not, but it was our first one and It is what it is.
It is what it is.
I think it'll be cool.
That's what we're going to say about everything in life. We're going to be like, you know,
it is what it is.
We did okay at it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, could you really ask for anything more?
To do okay at something?
And as long as we're doing okay. Like,
wasn't it you that sent me that thing that was like, as long as you're doing it badly, at least it's better than doing it not at all? That was you.
I don't think that's exactly what it said, but
well,
yeah.
I'm taking,
I did send that.
I'm out of taking it out of context, but yeah. Space Doodles, all those people, all those...
Space Doodles.
All the Mandalorian, all the Mandalorian Space Doodles.
All them Space Doodles.
Yep, yep. Toymy?
Yeah?
What was the thing that you saw here today that you were like, I wish I would have bought that. What the f*** wrong with me? You think?
Oh, the Boba Fett.
Boba Fett?
The figure? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, okay. Oh,
is that what you were talking about?
No, I wasn't talking about anything in particular. I was asking you, but, oh. But now I feel bad for bringing up painful memories because I forgot. Yes. Yes, that's right. That's right. You did want that. And some girl was like, it's mine. It's mine for three double hands.
Darn 12-year-olds.
I'm sick of 12-year-olds buying these toys that we want as 30-year-old men. I'm sick of it. Get up on the stage with us, you pieces of...
You know what hurts even worse?
What?
The fact that I guarantee you she's going to take it home and just open it and put it on a... just toss it around. I wouldn't have done that. I would have stuck it up on my wall and kept it all nice and neat on the card.
You're like, I would have loved it and I would have been really sweet to it.
I would have hugged it every night.
Cherished
brushed
it.
Its hair.
You would have brushed its hair. Tim would have brushed Boba Fett's helmet.
Yes.
Heck yeah. You know what else we should do today?
What?
We should eat things today, because people have been eating all day here, but me and you were like, who needs that?
Yeah, we do need to eat something. I'm getting hungry, actually.
Today's podcast is about what we would like to eat and how hungry we are. So, yeah. Have that.
I don't even like that guy.
Which one? You talking about the same guy?
I have no idea.
I don't like him either.
I don't like very many people. And if you're not listening to this, I don't like you. So if you have a friend that's not listening to us, make sure you tell them that
please.
We don't like them. And but don't worry, they can redeem themselves by listening.
Yeah.
So just, you know, hook them up, you know.
Hook them up. So far we hate them, though. So.
Yeah, definitely. If they're not listening, then, you know, whatever.
That's true.
There's a jizzle for shizzle.
Where? Oh, yeah. He fought a possum once.
He did.
He was telling me about it. Welcome to We Make Noises podcast. And we have been kicked out.
We literally have nothing left. We're just like, nah.
Now we're just making noises and we're just going to edit it down later.
We got some pretty sweet stuff today.
All right. Hey, man. We did need sweet stuff.
Managed to sell nothing? Yes, absolutely. Nobody wanted our crap.
Yep, nobody wanted it.
I'm about to just throw it. Throw it at people.
We can go trade it to people.
You know what we should do? We should sneak around and like sneak it, sneak
take
some of the stuff in.
Put it back, put our stuff with
someone else's. We'll just sneak it in.
We're not stealing, we're just trading.
It's reverse stealing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're going to reverse steal. Thank you for. Thank you for listening to us.
I hope you listen to us more in the future.
Insane. Anyway, thank you all. And please listen to more. This is our first podcast. Your wife just fell off the stage.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, let's get out of here.
Let's do it.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks for listening. Check us out on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. You go back in time and use MySpace. We're probably on there as well.
Yeah, if you go back in time, you can find our culture shock on MySpace. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, nerds. You stay nerdy and awesome. Oh, boy.